This is Girl to Woman Podcast with host and creator Ami Kayshawn, where I empower, educate, and entertain teen girls and women to have a greater relationship with self. This podcast is for you if you're ready to create and not wait on your happiness. If you're rocking with me, let's roll. Hello, what's going on with you? You know what today is. It's another day for you to have a greater relationship with yourself. I do my best to empower you on this Girl to Woman podcast with everyday down-to-earth girl talk motivation. Now, you can take it a step further. For those of you who want more valuable content, go to AniJohnson.com and sign up for my free audio, 10 Secrets to Having a Happy and Healthy Relationship with Self. This is what I call your self ship. In order for us to get to where we want to go, you gotta be flying your self ship, right? Right? Okay. You will also receive weekly inspiring notes straight to your inbox from me. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to AniJohnson.com and get your free audio already. Thanks for letting me roll with you on this journey. Now let's get started with our session.
We're on session 177, and our topic of discussion today is stop listening to the liar within. Yep, we're going to talk about you listening to the liar within you. And I know some of y'all are like, Ani, I ain't no liar. I don't know what you're talking about. But before you challenge me, or before we even dive into why I said what I just said, how are you doing today? Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever your goal is today, I hope you are making the best of each and every moment that you're given this day. And of course, one of the best ways you can do that is by putting a smile on your pretty face and walking it out how you're supposed to the best of your ability. No matter what's thrown at you today, you know, get on your Muhammad Ali, fly like a butterfly, sting like a bee concept and knock it out. All right. So why do I want to talk about stop listening to the liar within, the convenient liar within, if you will? And it's not that I'm saying you guys are liars in the sense is you're a liar. Not like that. But I'm talking about that thing that tries to kill your dream. It ain't try to kill it. It slaughters it. It slaughters your action taking in the sense that you listen to the fact of you telling yourself you're not good enough. Or who do you think you are trying to accomplish this particular goal or dream? Whatever that conversation in yourself that basically you need to label as a liar. Because I don't believe whatever vision you had, whatever dream you have, or whatever vision you have, not had, I apologize. Whatever you have within you, it can't be a lie if it was given to you. You just have to go out there and get it. So, this podcast won't be long, but I was actually inspired, like it dawned on me in a sense to kind of root that girl or woman on with this particular podcast who keeps listening to the convenient liar within. You got to stop it, baby. And I want to share just a short and sweet email from this girl that I follow by the name of Ash Amberge. I think I'm pronouncing her last name right. If I'm not, my bad. But anywho, her website is The Middle Finger Project. Very catchy name, right? But she's a very blunt, force, straightforward young lady to be messed with. So if you're not into the whole straight up talk, no chaser types, do not follow her or don't subscribe to her emails because baby gives it to you. Whiskey, tequila, cognac mixed. No chaser, okay? But I think she's quite entertaining with most of her emails. But this particular email really spoke out. And so I'm just going to read it to you so that you understand what I mean in the sense of you have to stop listening to the convenient liar within. So the headline for her email says, "Your opinion about yourself doesn't matter." Real talk, I think you're a liar. A very, very convenient liar. I can call you that because we're all in the same club. Because the thing is, when you're out there doing creative work and new work, and work that has no manager, no support team, no pat on the back, there are days when you will wake up and be convinced that you're a total fuck up, that you're not any good, that you're in over your head, that you should stick to what's proven, that you shouldn't kid yourself. You shouldn't be trying to do things you aren't any good at. You should have known better. But here's the good news. No one is less qualified to make those calls than you are. You're clearly biased. You're biased against yourself because building a business or launching a project or bringing your creative work into the world is an incredibly emotional endeavor. It's something you made with your own two hands. Of course, you aren't objective. And that's why you're a liar. Your vision is skewed. It's critical that you examine the evidence about what you're really capable of and not get sidelined by the mere opinions of yourself. Opinions don't matter here, only the facts. And the only place you find those is in the public record of your past. The last time you tried something new, you were actually great. The last time you took the plunge, you were glad you did. The last time you put something together, it was a hit. The last time you went for it, you were rewarded. The last time you trusted yourself, you were right. The last time you asked for the money, it worked out. The last time you were terrified, it didn't end up being that bad. The last time you pulled the trigger, it worked. Seek the evidence that stands in support of your soul, not opinions that have no basis in fact. Because it's the fictitious stories you tell yourself about your abilities that kills your odds, not your ability itself. End of email. Wasn't that pretty beautiful and straightforward? That's why I wanted to share it. So once again, that's Ash Ambridge. I think I'm pronouncing that last name right, but she is a creator of the Middle Finger Project. And if you want to become unfuckwittable, then check out our website. That's all I wanted to share with you today about the convenient liar you have within. It's time for you to stop looking at the opinions or trying to believe the opinions of yourself and look at mere facts when you actually get out there and step into your greatness. Time to share your 2 to 5 cents. Head on over to AniJohnson.com/S177 and share your thoughts with me. I thank you so much for listening to Girl to Woman podcast. And if you are looking for throughout the week inspiration, little notes of hope or empowerment, definitely go and sign up for my 10 secrets to having a better relationship with self over at my website so that we can continue to talk and grow and support each other on this journey. If you have a friend or someone that needs to hear this podcast, definitely share it out. If you're listening to me on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or Google Play, I want to hear your feedback over there. So leave me a review. Let me know how I can better serve you. Maybe it's something you want to get my perspective on, and I'm definitely willing to do that. But share your feedback with me. I would greatly appreciate it. Until we talk again, know that you are amazing, even on your worst day. I love you guys. I'm out of here.